back to Giants.com, and it's time to get ready for your fantasy football weekend. Joining me is a fantasy guru, Anita Marks. Anita, how are the leagues going so far this year?
Wow, which one? I'm in 12. Only in one of the 12, I'm 5-0.
Let's not list all of them, please.
Okay. but actually, believe it or not, in a few, I'm 1-4. And the big reason is because those leagues, I have C.J. Spiller, I have Steven Jackson, I have Larry Fitzgerald, I have guys that are just not performing. So as much as you know about fantasy football, as much as you can prepare for your fantasy football draft, there's a little bit of luck involved, and these guys are not performing.
Let's get to your starts and sits, to the quarterbacks you like, taking on a couple AFC West teams.
Yeah, let's first and foremost, quarterbacks that you do like this week heading into week 6, Andrew Luck going up against San Diego. San Diego's given up 28 fantasy football points on an average to opposing quarterbacks. Also, Alex Smith going up against Oakland, who gave up 391 yards to Phillip Rivers this past week. Guys that you do not want to start, Terrell Pryor. A lot of guys are high on him because of his ability to run and pass, but going up against Kansas City at Arrowhead, not a good play this week. And Colin Kaepernick, what the heck has happened to Colin Kaepernick? And he's going up against Arizona, and they really limited Cammy Cam this past week.
Let's get to the running backs. One guy had a monster week last week against Dallas. All the talk about Peyton Manning and Tony Romo. No Sean Moreno, very quietly, had a very impressive week.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting. You know, you have Peyton Manning, he's throwing for all these yards, scoring all these touchdowns, and then a lot of times when they get in the red zone, they do give No Sean Moreno a little love. Two touchdowns, almost 100 yards each and every week, especially now that he is the featured back for the Denver Broncos, going up against the Jacksonville Jaguars. Get this, Denver's favored by 28 points.
Record.
Okay.
This isn't college, folks. This is the pros.
So you know you want to start Moreno. Also, Danny Woodhead going up against Indy. You've got Ryan Matthews, who's dealing with a concussion, especially if you're in a PPR. The way that San Diego Chargers use little Danny Woodhead, you definitely want him active. And either, as I said earlier, C.J. Spiller and Fred Jackson, they're not fitting the bill. They're going up against the Bengals.
Julio Jones, a potential injury, potentially long-term. Falcons are to buy this week, but what type of wide receivers they need are on the waiver wire that you could pick up if you're in a situation where one of your number one guys gets hurt?
Well, one guy you definitely want to go out and grab right now is Percy Harvin. Last he tweeted, he said that he'd more than likely be available to the Seattle Seahawks by week 8, and he's available, believe it or not, in 80% of most waiver wires. So if you're someone who has Julio Jones, this is a guy that you want to go out and grab, stash till week 8, because when he comes back, he's going to be pretty explosive.
And rookie Terrence Williams, a bit of a coming out party for the
Cowboys
last week. Yes,
it is. And you want to keep an eye. If you do have him, great. If you don't, grab him, but you want to keep an eye on Miles Austin. Now, the good thing is, well, not a good thing. You hate to see somebody have success off of somebody's injury, but Miles Austin has not been able to practice. So you want to keep an eye and see if he's able to practice this week. But I do believe Terrence Williams going up against the Washington Redskins, whose secondary is pretty horrible. Also, Torrey Smith, he's been Joe Flacco's go-to guy. He's putting up a lot of yards. They're going up against Green Bay. Wide receivers you might want to steer clear of, and I can't believe this name is coming out of my mouth, and that's Calvin Johnson. I mean, he didn't play last week. He's not 100%, and he's going to be if he does play, going up against Cleveland and Joe Hayden, who's been just taking guys out of the equation. And last but not least, Larry Fitzgerald. What's going on here with all these top-name guys, John, and they're just not producing? He's going up against the San Francisco 49ers. So another wide receiver you might want to consider benching in week 6.
Anita, appreciate the time as always.
It's always fun, and good luck in week 6, folks.
Get that W, folks. Enjoy your weekend.